Good morning. High pressure has been funneling in cold air all night long across interior New York and New England, many places back into the teens and lower 20s to start the day. Clouds from the Catskills through the mid and lower Hudson Valley in southern New England, the rest of the region generally clear, as that front that brought the changes yesterday continues to slowly edge east of New England. As we track that front back down into the mid-Atlantic region, we hook up with a low-pressure wave across the Tennessee Valley, and that will bring clouds back into the region as it lifts our way and into the colder air during the morning. So sunshine will give way to increasing clouds. Just about the entire day will be dry, but we do run the risk at a few rain and snow showers, especially across the Catskills and the mid and lower Hudson Valley by the time we hit the late afternoon hours. As that system draws closer during the overnight period tonight, a general light snow will overspread the region after dark. Most locations will see about a half inch to an inch and a half of snow in the Catskills, the Greater Capital District, the Mohawk Valley, the Southern Adirondacks, the Southern Green Mountains, and most of interior southern New England. The mid and lower Hudson Valley across into the lower levels of southern New England will have minimal amounts of snow before we see a transition to just plain rain showers. In the central Adirondacks, the high peaks, the Champlain Valley and central and northern Vermont, as much as 1 to 3 inches of snow with localized amounts of up to 4 inches before even these locations see a transition from snow to sleet, freezing rain, and eventually just plain rain. Temperatures overnight will climb through the 30s and up toward the 40-degree mark by sunrise tomorrow. That system will continue to pass through the region on Wednesday with just a few scattered rain showers. Temperatures will top out in the middle 40s on average with mostly cloudy skies. Eventually, another area of high pressure will build in on Wednesday night and keep us dry on Thursday and even into the day on Friday. Both of those days will feature a good amount of sunshine, with temperatures dipping back into the 30s for afternoon highs. Another weak disturbance will head our way for Saturday, with mostly cloudy skies and a few rain showers and highs near 40. And lower 40s will do it for the second half of the weekend under a mix of sun and clouds on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a series of disturbances will bring needed precipitation to portions of the western U.S. Precipitation will be rain along the coast and in the valleys. Rainfall intensity will be moderate to occasionally heavy, and this will reduce visibility and may cause localized flash flooding. Flash flood watches have been issued for the coast into the hills from Santa Barbara through Los Angeles, past San Diego, and to the Mexico border. In the Sierra Mountains, 1 to 2 feet of snow is expected, with the highest peaks approaching 3 feet. Winter storm warnings are out for the higher terrain. Freezing rain advisories, though, and winter weather advisories are in effect for the upper Ohio Valley, the lower Great Lakes, and most of the interior Northeast as a wintry mix, including freezing rain, overspreads the region associated with the weak disturbance in the Tennessee Valley. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Hato Airport, Curaçao, in the Netherlands Antilles at 4 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Nagasaki Airport in Japan at 1:11 a.m. Eastern Time this morning. At Mount Washington this morning, 80 miles visibility under partly cloudy skies and 7 above zero, with a northwest wind at 35 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy with blowing snow and 4 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 26 degrees, the dew point 14, 60% relative humidity, a north wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer up at 30.65 inches, and it continues to rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 84 degrees at Naples, Florida, to a low of 24 below zero at Tioga, North Dakota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with rain showers in the lower 40s, Boston increasing clouds in the mid-30s, and in Buffalo increasing clouds with light snow developing later in the day and highs in the mid-30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 50 degrees, the low 32. The average temperature, 41, that's 7 degrees above normal. 1/100th of an inch of precipitation yesterday, no snow. Zero snow for the month of December so far, which is 3/10 of an inch below normal, but 12.3 inches for the season, which is 9.2 inches of snow above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 41 degrees, the average low, 27. The record high, 66, set in 1998, and the record low, 2 below zero, in 1875. Sunrise this morning, 7:07 a.m., sunset this evening, 4:22 p.m., 9 hours and 15 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunshine early this morning, then increasing clouds, highs from the mid-20s in the mountains to lower 30s elsewhere. Snow this evening, mixing with sleet and freezing rain overnight tonight, with temperatures holding in the lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing clouds with a chance of light rain or snow later this afternoon and highs in the mid-30s. A period of light snow this evening, then rain showers overnight, temperatures climbing into the lower 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, some sunshine early, then increasing clouds today with a chance of light snow late this afternoon and highs in the lower 30s. Snow this evening, mixing with sleet and freezing rain, then just plain rain showers overnight tonight with temperatures climbing through the 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, increasing clouds with a chance of light rain or snow later this afternoon and highs in the mid-30s. A period of light snow this evening, then rain showers overnight tonight as temperatures climb into the upper 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Some sunshine early today, then increasing clouds, with the chance of light snow late this afternoon, highs in the lower 30s. Snow this evening, mixing with some sleet and freezing rain, then just plain rain showers overnight tonight, with temperatures climbing through the 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a few rain showers in the mid-40s. Mostly sunny, but colder Thursday and Friday in the mid-30s. Mostly cloudy, a chance of a rain shower Saturday around 40. A mix of sun and clouds Sunday, lower 40s, and lower 40s on Monday with another chance of rain showers. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.